DakIngramBroomsticks.com. I can't believe I said that. All right. Wheel of Fortune. Of course, they must have taped it months ago knowing it was going to run April 1st. The Wheel of Fortune was briefly hosted by Jared Leto, who came out as an April Fool's Day prank.
Really?
And quickly left the show, yeah. All right, I'm going to set this aside. Bunch of Eclipse songs to celebrate with on Monday. We'll put it there. Needless to say, Pink Floyd is among those.
Awesome!
On the list, Billie Eilish said she was not making fun of Taylor Swift. The Swifties went nuts, thinking that she had attacked their idol. J.K. Rowling, good for you. I'll just move on. Maya Rudolph went to high school with Jack Black, and he helped get her career started. And she is genuinely grateful for that.
Yeah, high school. He was 2 years older than me, and he transferred in 10th grade, and I was in 8th. Our drama teacher, Davida, put us together, and he was my improv coach for, like, an improv competition we did. And he got me into the improv class, and he took me to my first Groundlings show, Groundlings Theater, which is where I ended up. First of all, you have to understand something about Jack. Jack has been the same person since the day I met him. The exact same person. He's just that guy. He's just special.
Listen to this. Sharika, and I called her that on purpose, okay? Sharika and her sons thought Barbie was emasculating. And Shannon Doherty, I always had a thing for her, and I'm so sad that she's going through this horrible health thing, is preparing for the end by downsizing and selling off her stuff. Jim Henson puppeteers are still upset with Larry David for making fun and attacking Elmo. And
that's okay. Everybody hates Larry David. In the show, everybody hates Larry David.
How can you not?
I mean, the final episode's next weekend.
Yeah, the very last curve, huh?
The very last one.
I got to remind me, because I want to see what happens.
And I want to say they're going to mirror the Seinfeld ending by having him go to court.
Oh, that would be, you know what, that's a brilliant idea.
And everybody's coming in to tell him how horrible of a person he is.
Yeah. we have Mike on the line. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Greetings. Joining the program this morning.
Thank you.
Hope y'all had a happy Easter.
We did. How about you?
I did. It was relaxing, peaceful, beautiful weather. Thank you, Rich Thomas. Thank you, actually, the Lord. But Rich Thomas will get a little bit of that credit, I guess.
He gets his weather straight from God.
I wanted to chime in on your... Ism being a two-syllable or one-syllable word.
Yeah, nepotism. Is that a three- or four-syllable word in your opinion, Mike?
That is a four-syllable word. And the reason that it's not necessary to have a vowel in that part of the word for it to be a separate syllable. For example, the word rhythm. That's two syllables but only has one vowel in the whole word. So
it would need a vowel movement to become a two-syllable word, then?
Not necessarily, no, because rhythm is two words. Two syllables.
Right.
But it only has one vowel in the word rhythm.
Rhythm. All right, well, we appreciate the clarification on this.
Now, Mike, I don't want to be contradictory to you, but I was looking up, and Cooter called in and looked up the same thing. I looked up... There's a website called howmanysyllables.com.
No kidding. Somebody had that much time to waste?
So you can put in any word you want to, and nepotism is showing up as three syllables.
Okay.
So tism is not counted as having a syllable, just nepotism. You know what I'm saying? Nepotism. That's right.
Well, okay. I stand corrected.
We learn something new every day. This is a very educational show, buddy. But we appreciate your contribution, Mike.
Yeah, carry on, and I'll be listening in.
All righty.
Yeah, howmanysyllables.com will help you find out. If you're ever curious on how many syllables there are, that's your website.
It's Tuesday. That means we hear from Menthol Meredith, and it's got something to do with the new Beyonce album. At 7:05, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings has the biggest and best selection because they have the biggest, and I think... without all the fancy trappings. And when you go into a fancy place, you know you're paying for that overhead and the price of whatever you buy. It's simple and functional. And the people, now there's the investment at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing that really pays off, with Stella Beard And now Leslie Wolfolk joining her with decorating experience to help you plan a room, plan your home, want to theme it up, whatever you're looking for. Plus, they have all types and styles of furniture. You get a great sneak preview of the variety and selection at their website, shopkyser.com. In fact, Larry Stevens is going to be hanging out with me this afternoon, and we'll get some additional information from him. But 50% off the top ticket price at Kyser. You save on sales tax because it's in a district where it's 8.25% and not 10% like Montgomery. So you save on everything. Plus, you can go interest-free for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury account at Kyser Fine Home Furnishings. 4044 Wetumpka Highway on the east side of the road. Very simple but functional building, as I said, with fantastic people and the best furniture selection in town inside. And they will save you money. Shop Wiser by Kyser. Fine Home Furnishings, again, online at shopkyser.com as we hit the traffic dungeon at 7:06.
Well, if you are coming into Montgomery on Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, I-65, 85, traffic's building. We're getting busier, it seems, by the minute. We've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevard's already light to moderate traffic flow around the city, and it is going to get really busy here in a bit. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems anywhere. We have it all clear for the area at the moment. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
You know what the worst part of the 9 to 5 is? The 9.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7, Rich Thomas live.
I'm Rich Thomason.
Hey.
A gag order against former President Trump has been expanded by the judge presiding over Mr. Trump's pending New York criminal trial. The order now also covers court officers' relatives. $175 million bond has been posted by the former president, blocking New York State from seizing his assets, pending an appeal of a civil fraud judgment against him. Israel's military says it's investigating reports that one of its Gaza airstrikes went terribly wrong, killing 7 aid workers in the territory. Iran is vowing retaliation for what it claims was an Israeli airstrike that killed a top Iranian general in Syria. And crews making progress in debris removal from the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Maryland's governor says a large section of the fallen Key Bridge has now been removed from the water. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 160 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, at least we have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven on News Talk 93.1 FM. Random Facts coming up. Rich Thomas in a moment. John on the line now. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Okay, so I've got a comment on the, I've got an opinion and then a comment.
Okay.
On your syllables. I tend to go with the, go find it written, then, go to the dictionary and count your dashes. One, and that's your syllables. Phonetic pronunciation is probably the best clue. And then my comment is, I think everybody has discovered that you can go to the internet and find almost anything that you want, and half of it is wrong. I think there is an algorithm on the howmanysyllables.com that probably does require a vowel. And I think it was already commented before that there are some words that only have they have more syllables than vowels. I think it's an algorithm issue for that.
Well,
but you
basically,
can find all sorts of stuff on the internet.
With a little help with the right click, you can disprove or prove almost any point you want to make with help from
there
the interwebs. Appreciate the call.
Stick your end on paper and you can find it.
All right. Thank you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, he's got to be wondering what's happened to the show when he finds out that we've been discussing how many syllables in nepotism.
Grammar today.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what the heck is he talking about?
It was a question that demanded to be asked because... Zoe Deschanel was accused of being a nepo, which means the only reason she's in show business is her dad was a cinematographer. And she says, no, being a cinematographer does not get your kid a pass into movies and TV. And then the word nepotism came out of that. And my question was, is that a 3 or 4 syllable word? Because tism...
You could go nepotism.
Right.
But it's not.
But there's no vowel between the S and the M.
Tism.
So it's technically 3. What's your take on that?
I don't have any comments on that. Thanks for bringing me up to speed.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we'd start off on a lighter note since you're about to tell us about some grim weather this year.
Don't you wish you were here reveling in all of this excitement that we're dealing with?
Instead of being
with?
Stuck on South Padre Island.
Yeah, so it's very humid. It's like 78 degrees here right now, and a little foggy. It hasn't reached sunrise yet because, you know, we're a little farther west. But it's 66 in Montgomery, a little bit of fog, not much. But we're talking about a significant weather situation for the United States today. And I'm not specifically talking about us. I'm talking about a huge area of real estate from Lake Erie all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Right now, we are at a level 2 severe weather risk, but our friends at the Storm Prediction Center are hinting that they may have to upgrade us for a line of storms that will be moving across our area tonight. Boy, the farther north you go, the greater the severe weather threat. For instance, north of I-20 right now, there is a level 3 risk enhanced, and of course, that may be extended farther south. But, boy, you get into the Ohio Valley and there's a level 4. Like, for instance, in the state of Ohio, this will be the strongest tornado threat today since 2011. It's going to be a day of major tornadoes on the ground, long-lived tornadoes, strong tornadoes. So this is going to be a significant day in U.S. tornado history, I think. And by the way, tomorrow is the anniversary of that 1974 outbreak.
At Zinn, Ohio, I remember that day.
Up there in the Ohio Valley, Zinn, Ohio, and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not suggesting we're going to see a situation like that. However, all of us need to be weather aware, especially this evening and tonight. Now, I may be here, but we're doing the best to cover it on social media. And by the way, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action. You'll actually hear my voice telling you that you are under a watcher warning. That's automated. And so we hope you can get it on your phone or tablet today. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Much of today will be dry and warm with high temperatures into the lower 80s and gusty winds. Winds gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. And then the line of storms will be this evening and tonight, especially for a lot of us locally in the river region. Let's say 10, 11 o'clock for this line of storms to come through. All modes of severe weather are possible, including tornadoes, but damaging wind gusts certainly a significant threat. I think it moves into southeast Alabama by midnight, and it's a problem more like past Troy and into southeast Alabama by that hour, and then much cooler air coming in back behind it tomorrow. A windy day, a brisk day, temperatures only in the 60s for high. So we're going to have some chilly, we'll have some cool days and cold nights for the rest of the week behind this significant, perhaps somewhat historic, severe weather threat here in the United States today. So there you go. I mean, when I leave town, these things happen sometimes.
The word I'm looking for is outbreak. Is this a potential outbreak kind of day? You mentioned 2011, April 27 that year.
That's the word I'm using, is outbreak. Again, the more dangerous parameters are in the Ohio Valley. However, it's going to be significant enough here. We'll get an update at the top of the hour from the Storm Prediction Center on whether they're going to enhance our risk. I suspect they may do that. So everybody needs to be weather aware. I'm here at the National Tropical Weather Conference with the world's foremost tropical weather experts, and we are going to be talking about the hurricane season, which could be a big deal because El Nino is gone and La Nina is here. And so we'll be looking at the outlook from the folks at Colorado State University when they unveil their forecast on Thursday morning. So a lot going on here, and it's certainly a lot going on weather-wise over a 1,000-mile stretch of the United States today, including some tornado warnings already in effect in portions of Kentucky. So
that's what you call a rather large swath. The password is swath.
66 in Montgomery right now. Let's see, what is the dew point? The dew point is 64, so yeah, it's muggy out there. And right now, our winds are not too bad. Out of the south at 5 miles per hour in Montgomery, but that will be increasing as the day goes on. There's your weather update.
Dad joke alert. I really am glad that Rich Thomas is part of our swath team. Duh. All right. If you have any urgent changes or call back.
I will.
Okay. We're here till 9. I'm Greg, and that's Jay Scott over there answering the phone today.
Thanks. See
you. Bye. CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Oh, pardon me while I dine at home for the terminally distracted. Somebody sent me a reel. I'm going to check that out during the peanut butter and jelly break coming up here. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. And the place to save on peanut butter is Food Outlet. We're going to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate at the end of Random Facts with our pop quiz question. And the pricing structure of Food Outlet, look, we all know. Played that song yesterday, All My Eggs Is Too Expensive. Get them a cost plus 10 at Food Outlet, along with specials they mark down above and beyond their cost plus 10% pricing structure. Today is the last day, and two listeners now have called me to tell me they went over to Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard and picked up a Torpedo, that's my nickname for it. It's a plasticine, fresh USDA ground beef, $2.88 a pound. That's an outstanding price, $2.88 a pound. And that plastic is thick enough so you can cut it with a serrated edge and then put it in a bag and save it so you'll be enjoying multiple meals at that very, very low price. St. Louis-style pork ribs are $2.50 a pound, and leg quarters, a 10-pound bag, just $5.50. And if you love bacon, $4.57 a pound for Black Label sliced bacon. Baking, you got white lily flour, the 5-pound bag, just $3.73. Fresh bananas are only 50 cents a pound. Oh, and back to baking. Dunkin' Hines cake mixes, $1.35 a box. And top that with ice cream. Gotta have cake and ice cream. Bluebell, all flavors, the full half gallon, not the shrunken 48-ounce thing that some do. the full half gallon and try that new, was it butter gooey?
Gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake. So good. $4.92. That's about $3 to $4 lower than you'll find it anywhere else. Food outlet with locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, in Prattville on Main Street West of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We have your local news and then part one of Random Facts, followed by the $20 food outlet pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting at a local gas station. A unidentified man was shot at the Circle K near Walmart in the 1000 block of Ann Street at about 3:15 p.m. Monday. No arrest was made at the scene. Suspect and motive remain unknown. Alabama lawmakers are back in the state house this week with legislation to legalize certain types of gambling on the agenda. The House is in favor of allowing sports betting and casinos, while the Senate got rid of sports betting and put limits on the number of casinos. Both chambers agree on a state lottery. Trillions of cicadas are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possibly centuries. They stay buried year after year, only crawling out from underground every 13 or 17 years. Now the rare cicada double dose is about to return. The last time two cicada broods came out together was in 1803. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Let's listen for Joey.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
True news, older Americans are getting drunk more often. Let's listen.
Now, a retired drunk is a senior citizen whose liver has spent 5 decades pickling. They get up and mix OJ with a little gin, then take a mid-morning nap. A retired drunk on Social Security stumbles around seeing things all blurrily. And not just because of their cataract surgery, they are just totally smashed. Retired drunk, when they wake up, they start to party. Old people party. Elderly retired drunk, who's in your cup?
And now, I thought playing that might gin up some excitement for
random
gin
facts.
Gin is alcohol. Gin gets you drunk.
You are as sharp at this as Rich Thomas.
I mean, it rubbed, you know, a little bit of it. Osmosis.
Yeah.
You know. Did you know the Apollo 12 astronauts secretly brought a camera timer on the space mission? They didn't tell anybody.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Furtively.
Yes. The two who landed on the moon, what they wanted to do was shock everybody back home by taking a picture of the two of them. The camera timer would go off.
Oh.
And then it would be the two, and then it'd be like, how did we get that picture? Which, look, the last... Back then, they didn't know it. But right now, the last thing we would need is anything that would sway the moon hoaxers further.
Yeah, that's true. You are right.
So I applaud them trying to, just be kind of, funny with it. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad they didn't pull it off. They lost the timer. They couldn't find the camera timer.
Oh, man.
To do the thing. And so, yeah, it didn't happen.
I mean, the capsule wasn't that big. How do you lose your timer?
They could have left it on the orbiting.
That's true.
And once you've detached, it's never mind. No way we can get that. I mean, I guess. Well, no, there's no way he could have opened the door and dropped it.
I was gonna say, hey, Mr. Young, could you? It was orbiting at that time.
For 12, I don't know. Would he have been on 12?
Oh, for 12, no, I wouldn't. Right. You only remember the first. And Buzz Aldrin's still with us, isn't he?
Buzz is. I think we've got three left. Do we have three left or is Buzz not? Let's see. No, Buzz is still with. Oh, man. He's 94.
Yeah, I figured he was at least in his 90s.
He just turned 94, so yeah. But I believe we only have about three more left who have set foot on the moon.
I'm still insulted that they picked Ryan Gosling to sleepwalk through that First Man movie.
I really wish that I hope we can put more people on the moon. I hate the fact that we only have 12 guys. And
we needed that money to solve problems down here. That was a brilliant decision, too, by the way. The one thing that advanced our civilization in the last century more than anything else.
And then we just stopped.
And we just stopped. Stupid.
Did you know... Robert Cheesebro, I guess. Cheesebro? C-H-E-S-E and then B-R-O-U-G-H. Cheesebro.
Cheesebro.
Yeah. Robert Cheesebro. You're not familiar with that name, maybe?
No.
He invented something.
Velveeta?
You're close.
No kidding.
Not really.
Oh.
Vaseline. So maybe you are kind of close.
Little flavoring, little coloring. Vaseline, there you go.
It's practically the same. He invented Vaseline, and he had an unusual habit that he practiced every day. He would eat a spoonful of it.
Vaseline?
Yep. He attributed his long life of 96 years... to having a spoonful of Vaseline each day. He had no scientific research to back that up, but he still had a spoonful of it a day.
Wow.
Take a lot of money to get me to have a spoonful of Vaseline.
Whoa. I wonder what the immediate impacts of that would be.
There's no again, he says that there's no scientific research to back any of it up. So don't go out there thinking, well, he lived to 96. I'm going to have a spoon. I mean, I don't think it'll hurt you. But it's probably gross.
Yeah, I would think.
And I don't know if it has any sort of, shall we say, cleansing abilities.
Make sure what you're applying is Vaseline and not VapoRub, because that can...
How?
Yeah. That'll clean your sinuses out for a week.
Whew, man. Did you know the world's first hydrogen fuel cell commercial ferry... was called Sea Change. It was launched in August of 2021. It was initially for the Bay Area of San Francisco. It is 75 feet long. It holds 70 passengers. After burning the fuel, the only emission that it has afterwards is water. Because it has hydrogen fuel cell capability. Did you know we're staying in San Francisco? Main Street in San Francisco. You said you've been to San Francisco.
Many times.
Yeah, have you ever been on Main Street in San Francisco?
Probably, but yeah. I don't recall anything unique about it.
Yeah, it's not a centrally located street because it is actually not named Main Street for the reasons you would normally name something Main Street. It's named after a person. 19th century businessman Charles Main.
Oh, remember the Main. And that dad is, joke humor on the radio.
And that is why it has the name Main Street.
Very. That's the only Main Street I know of that was named for somebody, and not just because it was the...
Mm-hmm. Just that, you know, it's a regular Main Street.
And one reason why they use it is because cities lay out a grid, and Main Street is...
kind of attached to all of those. It's the spine that's all of them...
Going east, the blocks and avenues number this way, and south and north.
It divides it.
Yep.
Did you know... are you familiar with Starfish Prime?
Is that like Charlie the Tuna music videos?
No, this,
oh, that's Star-Kissed. I'm sorry.
It's a military project. Starfish Prime was the largest nuclear test in space.
We've tested weapons in space? I would think you would see that.
At 250 miles in the air, it EMP'd 900 miles of Hawaii, frying electrical systems, setting off burglar alarms, and shut down 6+ satellites due to the month-long radiation belt that it spread.
That is my biggest worry of all the threats that are out there, that somebody's going to find a way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do EMPs? Yeah.
We would dissolve as a society very quickly if that happened.
Let's see, Starfish Prime. It was launched July of 1962 from the Johnston Atoll.
Mm.
And it was conducted by the United States, joint effort between the AEC, the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Defense Atomic Support Agency.
Did they tell the people of Hawaii, hey, you may have an issue here?
Is there any warning given
on that?
I don't know. Let's see.
That's kind of low.
On July 9th at 9:11 p.m. on July 8th, Honolulu time, the Starfish Prime test was detonated at an altitude of 250 miles. The actual weapon yield came very close to the design yield. The nuclear warhead detonated 13 minutes, 41 seconds after liftoff of the Thor missile from the Johnson Atoll. It caused the EMP pulse. This is from... this is a view of it from Honolulu at night.
Oh, wow. Pretty impressive.
Where you can see it in the sky of the explosion. I've always been curious about nuclear bombs going off in space. After 5 years, traces of the electrons still lingered in space after that. That was something they probably didn't think through too well.
I would guess... I think if somebody did that today,
you would. Well,
there'd be worldwide condemnation.
Anytime a nuclear bomb would go off, have they been testing those under?
I don't know how they do that anymore.
When was the last time a nuclear explosion was tested?
I think they're all done underground now.
Really?
Yeah, by treaty.
Huh?
If they're doing it at all.
Yeah. Did you know? Oops, I have a misspelling. In Quebec, Canada, Canadian babies there come with manuals. When you have a baby, you get a manual.
From the government?
I suppose so.
Oh, brother. Because what parents say when the first ones, they don't come with a manual.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in Canada, that's not true.
I don't exactly know. I'm curious as to what the... and I'll look that up because I have time, because we're at our break point here. And I'll look this up and give you some more information when we come back. Coming up on Random Facts, I'll try to have more information about the baby manual. We're going to tell you about... let's see.
I have my second intro ready.
Okay. A specific recipients of the... Vietnam War Medal of Honor. 56 United States Vietnam War Medal of Honor recipients. We're going to talk about specifically 56 of them and why those 56. We're going to tell you a random fact about iPhones. We will give you a random fact about the Japanese public school system. We also have a random fact about Twilight. Not the books or the movies, but the actual...
You mean The Last Gleaming?
Yes, the outside, what we call Twilight. And we have a random fact about the Sistine Chapel. That's coming up on Random Facts.
And another crappy, convoluted intro to part two.
Waiting to go.
It's actually not that bad. I shouldn't say that. Jack Ingram Select used cars, big selection with factory protection. And John Ingram is the guy that coined that phrase, and that's what they offer now. They've always had a great reputation for reselling vehicles that were in top-notch condition that deliver thousands of reliable miles. Take it from me, 8-time purchaser from Jack Ingram, the signature used, and now Jack Ingram Select, and they've taken even greater steps to assure that the cars you're looking at that fit your wheelhouse, whether it's budgetarily or the type of vehicle that's involved, well, you're going to be able to count on them to back up the products that they're selling. Starts with an 84 multi-point inspection of the engine by their certified technicians to make sure they meet the manufacturer's original standards. To further take the guesswork out of buying a used car, your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, and comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, even rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period, along with the Carfax Vehicle History Report. With 25 lending partners, they take the doubt out of getting you done. So all you need to do is go online to jackinghamselect.com or stop by and see them on the boulevard, find what you want, and love what you drive, and get it done right there. That's jackinghamselect.com. Don't forget, they've got brand new Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, and Nissans at that same location on the boulevard at 737. Let's visit with Skipper, come back with part two of Random Facts.
Well, traffic is very busy all over the area right now. I-65 and 85, one of our busiest spots, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. Taylor Road and Troy Highway have a good bit of traffic inbound this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're not seeing any major problems and have no accidents reported that we know of at the moment. We will keep you updated. Larry Liveoak's been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street at Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Cereal is just breakfast soup.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
And now, here's Special J with a great big bowl of
random facts.
Special J.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
That was the only cereal I could come up with that would work.
No, that's good. Anyway. That was good. Going back to that Canada babies that come with manuals.
Yeesh.
A peer parenting support program that is volunteer-based is something they came up with, not necessarily by the government. It was basically a group of women who, for them, it was their first time having babies, and they were, you know, under the idea of like, well, things change. They could ask their parents or grandparents about how to raise those children, but things had changed over time about how that works as far as formula and all these other different things that go on. And so they have a group that just offers it to new parents. If you'd like it, we offer, here's our advice, here is our tips, here are our things. That's it. That's all it is. Just a program to help first-time parents. Not even monetarily, just informationally. That's all it was. Did you know there are 56 United States Vietnam War Medal of Honor recipients who received that medal for jumping on grenades and mines?
Wow.
To save the lives of their comrades.
Man.
56 people willing to... I could go out and gather 200 random people and say, which of you would throw your body to save the rest of these people? Probably wouldn't be able to find 56 of them. Probably be able to find maybe less than 10 who would be able to, who would say that they would do something like that.
You ever think about that? Like suppose you're at a store. Somebody's trying to rob it and they've got a gun. You know,
I've often questioned myself, like, how far will I go? How far will I go in those situations? When you hear about people who do those things.
There's a movie called Force Majeure, which it's not exactly like throwing yourself in a grenade, but how do you react when everybody, your family is threatened?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of the movie is this dad protects himself, but not the wife and kids. And it's interesting. He gets a chance at redemption. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I've only really thought about it in the sense of, like, you know, if I'm just out and about and, you know, a place like Sam's or something.
Yeah.
And of course, I've been... God, one weekend after my Saturday show, I pulled up to Sam's to go do a pickup. Wouldn't let me in the store because some car chase had ended at Sam's and all the people had gotten out and ran inside and they weren't letting anyone in. Closed the store down early. But I've often thought about, like, what if I am in that situation? Am I going to, you know, you hear about these guys who tackled the assailant or did, and it's like, is that me? Am I that? I don't know. I can't say that I would or I wouldn't. Because if you can just get through it without anybody getting hurt, then that's the way I'd rather go.
Yeah.
Rather than intervene and cause more than what was ever going to happen in the first place. Or at the same time, intervene and prevent what might have been. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I really don't know. Did you know? The first iPhone, which I still have, and I think Rich still has his. I called it the Silverback.
Because, he has all of his.
Yeah. I still have mine at the house somewhere, but it is the had the Silverback. It was much thicker than what we have now. But the first iPhone, and it took a while before this came about, you couldn't copy and paste text.
I didn't know that.
Until 2 years after the phone's release.
It's amazing what these things can do.
Well, there were other phones that could do that, but iPhone couldn't do that for whatever reason. There were other phones that couldn't do what the iPhone was doing, but there were some basic things that the iPhone just couldn't do that other phones could.
The magazine column I have is coming out today, I believe, called Influenza. It's the new pandemic. There were many instances as I was writing. It was great. I didn't even have to go to a website. I could just ask the phone, I need some kind of information on this. And there it was. I didn't have to get up, didn't have to leave what I was working on to go find something. It was right there on the phone, and it just continually impresses.
You should let AI write your next article. See what it does.
Is that your way of saying it would be better, Jay, or...
Let it write a segment of it, and then go from there. You'd, like, let it be, I don't know, like... I'm not sure. I would like you to incorporate it somehow, but not for the entire article, just as an example of...
I like the idea.
Here's how AI gets things wrong or sucks, or here's how AI is useful, blah, blah, blah. This that whole thing was written by AI, not me.
Remember we did that on the morning show? We asked it to write about each of us?
Well, we asked it to look up each of us, you know, who are these people? Yeah. And it came up with things was like, that's not
us. What's the website you do that?
I don't remember where we went. ChatGPT, is that it? Wasn't that what it was? ChatGPT, I think, or something? I don't know. I haven't messed around with the AI written stuff in a while. That's... Vocal stuff, however. While he's looking up that, I'll move on to the next random facts for you. Did you know, until 2022, not that long ago, Japanese public school system had a dress code that required students to dye their hair black? This was until 2022.
Wow.
So up until 2 years ago, if you were in the public school system in Japan, you were required to dye your hair black. One student was forced to dye her naturally brown hair black and then was told to re-dye it every time her roots grew back. She was given academic penalties for not dyeing it often enough.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy who was in a similar situation. He was always saying,
I'm dying over here.
Set up. Really? I thought,
I have no behavior modification on me today.
I know. It's just, that's all it is.
You get what you get.
Did you know there are three established and widely accepted. Speaking of, Wiley Poundstone, still haven't heard from you. I'm putting that call out for you.
Oh, I heard from him this morning.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Something from Naked Gun he sent. It's the Liam Neeson story. I got it from him. So I'm going to write him back.
Good.
Hey, stay in touch.
Yeah, really?
Bring us food. Bring us food because...
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, I just haven't heard from him in a while, so... So there are three established and widely accepted subcategories of Twilight. You have civil Twilight. That is when that is nearest the horizon, I guess, when the sun is nearest the horizon. There's also nautical Twilight. And then there is astronomical Twilight, when it is farthest from the horizon. And finally, did you know a full reproduction of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel is in a small town in Sussex? It was hand-painted by a sign painter who never went to art school.
Hmm.
But it is a full reproduction of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Those are your random facts.
All right, we've got a $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question coming up in just a moment. A reminder that Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. We're lucky we have sponsors who have products that people want to buy, and they have the best selection anywhere in the southeastern United States. We're talking about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings a little earlier. Can't beat their selection. And at Georgia Floors Direct, you've got 300,000 square feet of all types and styles of flooring, mountains of rolls of carpeting, and all types of fibers. Whether you need something that can, you know, take a lot of punishment, you know, rec room for the kids or grandkids, or you want something more elegant and luxurious, they can cover you at a wholesale price because they save you time and money at Georgia Floors Direct. Room remnants by the dozens. They also have luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, you name it. And whatever you end up buying, they have a team of people to install that for you. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing on that beautiful new floor, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Not to mention, they have a great selection of window blinds and marble kitchen countertops, and since they sell tile flooring, they can cut you a backsplash for that kitchen countertop as well, like they did for me. Then on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969, Jeff Mallinson offers the best customer service because he's the human template for it. He's got guys like Dustin and Jonathan and Q carrying on his great tradition at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. This is going to the diehards. I say that because I don't know how we're going back to the second random fact of the morning.
Oh, boy.
Robert Cheeseborough. I guess that's his name. He invented what?
And yeah.
I'll give you a bonus entry if you tell me what he did with that invention.
All right. 272-9228 is the number to call to win the $20 Head Start of Food Outlet. That's an incredible deal. It's like, what, about 6.5 pounds of ground beef at $2.88 a pound. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. We are standing by to take your phone call right now on News Talk 93.1.
Busy all over the city this morning, and we do have one accident now. McGee Road at Governor's Drive. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're busy on the interstates, especially through the interchange at downtown Montgomery. And, of course, Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, two of our busiest inlets into Montgomery this morning. Other than the one accident at McGee at Governor's Drive, we're looking pretty good around the city. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Vantage Development. Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
Jay Scott, we go to line four.
There we go.
Okay. That would be Robin. Good morning.
Hey, Robin.
Good morning. How y'all?
Good.
Doing all right. Can you tell me what Robert Cheeseborough invented?
Vaseline.
Man, and for bonus, can you tell me what he did with it?
He ate a spoonful.
There you go. Look at that, Robin. Good job, man.
All right. All right. You have now a $20 head start on your next Food Outlet shopping venture. Hold on,
yeah,
please.
Hang on.
While operators get your information, meaning Jay. Jay Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
You'd like a follow-up question?
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
A number of veterans of Vietnam were given the Medal of Honor, and what was their primary Medal of Honor sacrifice that they were rewarded for?
From jumping on hand grenades.
Very good. That is a ding come true.
Thank you very much.
All right, and then I go, this is the phone call I look forward to the most, especially if I at least execute it okay. Backup Steve.
Oh, my God. Hey, good morning, Greg. Your execution was always flawless, my friend. But you always gin up excitement for random facts every time you have a convoluted intro. But now I'm going to start looking for Special J cereal.
Yeah. It's on the shelf in here, and some of it comes with strawberries. I don't have a follow-up. I forgot to take
notes. I got him. I can give him.
Go ahead.
And this will be. I say it'll be easy. I don't know if it will be or not, but... do you remember the name of that nuclear test in space?
Oh, my gosh. I know it was over Hawaii area, and it lasted. The results of it lasted, I think, 5 months later, but I do not remember the name of it. No.
I've stumped the Steve.
Yeah.
The name of that test was called Starfish Prime.
Starfish, that's right. Starfish Prime.
Yep.
You know, that must have been a sight to see at night, though, if you had a chance to see
I'll
it.
I bet.
Here's another backup for you to try this one.
Okay.
What was the name of that street in San Francisco?
Named after Mr. Main Street.
Yeah, there you go.
Good work, Steve.
There may be a Boudel Street coming up sometime soon. Who knows?
Thank you so much.
Y'all see. Have a good day. Take care. Yeah. You bet.
All right. We had Rich on with us live.
Would you want to be a street, a boulevard, a lane, a way?
Well.
What would you like to be?
I like the alliteration of Boudel Boulevard.
That does work. Could be a bypass.
Ew, the Boudel bypass, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bypass. It's just a plain old freaking bypass. Why not
liven it up a little bit, the Boudel bypass?
I'll see if I can't find a way to get killed that will make me heroic, and then they'll have a good reason to do it.
I think I'd like to be a loop.
The J-loop.
Well, if we're going to alliterate, it's got to be J-way.
J-way.
Yeah.
I like that, too. Cool. What about Rich? Thomas Terrace? Here he is.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand.
Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way as a cold front approaches, so our string of warm, storm-free days is about to end. Today, though, very warm for April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy. Then a line of showers and storms ahead of a cold front will move through the state this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Much cooler tomorrow with a high only in the upper 60s. In fact, we'll be in the upper 60s also on Thursday and Friday, and upper 30s on Thursday and Friday nights. A big change of reality. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
I was just going to say, I got a text from Rich.
Yeah.
And now we have new information live from South Padre Island in Texas. Rich Thomas.
Yeah, so we were fearing that this would happen from the Storm Prediction Center. The ingredients for severe weather are increasing across our area, so they just went ahead and gave most of Central and South Alabama, including all of us, an enhanced level 3 severe weather risk. Not only that, if you open up your email there and you see that second map there, the one with the hatch lines, that's the tornado risk, including a 10 to 14% chance, which may not sound much.
Here it is. It just arrived.
Pretty significant.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they have increased the tornado risk, and also the fact that they've added hatch lines on there indicates their seriousness in this situation. So just a step above now with most of the state, a huge chunk of the state, in an enhanced severe weather risk. And again, the most dangerous hours, I think, will be this evening and tonight, perhaps even into late tonight for some of us. Officially, they're saying till 4 a.m., but that would be for extreme southeast Alabama. So I think for a lot of us, we're probably done closer to midnight. But those late night hours, our weather app will keep you on top of the action. I'm down here at South Padre Island in Texas. I'll do the best I can to update from via social media. And don't forget, our award-winning weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather watches and warnings. As soon as the warning is issued, it is in your hand, on our phone, on your phone, on your tablet, with our weather app. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather and make sure you allow alerts. Make sure your weather radio is in the alert mode tonight. Always, because it can save your life. And never, never trust tornado siren. Never, 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 never.
Thank you.
Because
I can't hear them. My house is very soundproof. I would not be able to hear them if they weren't going off.
That's one issue. And plus, they can malfunction and they can be power outages.
Yep.
And, never trust tornado sirens. So that's it. An enhanced risk of severe weather tonight, and it's going to be a big day from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf Coast, and that's the latest.
We appreciate it, Rich. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Oh, before you go, you want to hear what happened on Random Facts?
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, you guys in the back, you've had your coffee.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you very much, guys in the back. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. Here in Montgomery, has been around since 1977. Troop Booth runs the place. His grandparents were running it first, and now he's doing it. He's been running it since 2015. They're over on Vaughn Road, just near Watchman Drive. 6948 Vaughn Road is where they're located. The phone number there is 260-0066. When you call that number, even if nobody answers and you leave a message, you're going to call back or you're going to get an answer from the owner, Troop Booth. He will call you back. He will answer that phone.